Item 20.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Back in November of 2006, this commission approved a change to the striped bass management system, and that we went from a fish-based system where one tag equals one fish, and we allocated the quota for striped bass based on that, to an individual transferable quota system where we allocated poundage to each individual fisherman and a number of tags to account for the amount of pounds he may bring in. Along these lines, when we went to the transferable quota system, we also put in effect multiple penalties if you were to exceed your individual quota. These are twofold. One set is by percentages. If you were to go over by a certain percentage, there's a certain penalty, and this is written in this regulation 252, section 155. For example, for your first-time offense, if you're up to about 3% of an overage, you get a warning letter if the commission so approved. 4 to 10%, you'd lose one times that overage for the next fishing season. 11 to 20%, two times the overage. 21 to 30%, you would be suspended from the striped bass fishery for the following year, and your overage is permanently deducted from your ITQ. And then if you're greater than 30%, which is quite a bit, you just revocation of your striped bass permit, and you wouldn't be eligible to participate in the fishery for 2 years. This is also, it is twofold. It also goes with the number of offenses. If an individual were to exceed their quota by a small amount, stay in that 0 to 3% range, they could still end up working their way down the line to have an overage taken away or two times the overage taken away or suspension occur. So this was designed both for cases where you could have a large offense and a large overage, or you're a multiple time offender. And this was all enacted back in November of 2006. With that being said, we are now completed our first year of the new weight-based individual transferable quota system. And in your eval, there is a listing of certain individuals who have violated this. I'm going to walk through basically what's the four categories quickly, and then the pleasure of the commission how you want to proceed. The first one, we have one individual, Mr. Brown, who has indicated who has exceeded his quota by 13%. Mr. Brown, and all those involving the overages today, I'll note right now, all those that have possibility of overages, be it two times or one times the average, we sent certified letters notifying them of this meeting, inviting them to attend. We have been contacted by a few. One is Mr. Brown, who has a 13% overage. His wife has called today, said he is sick and unable to attend. The next group is those who are in the 4 to 10% range. These are ones that would look at a one times the overage loss for this upcoming season. Of the group in there, one has actually come back and worked with staff to go through all his reports, Mr. Delano. He is actually not in an overage state now. I found out that there is some double reporting that happened on his case. He found it, worked it out with Michael and staff, and he is no longer has an overage. He's actually okay. Mr. Powell of the group is unable to attend due to illness. We have a note from a family member on that. We have another long list of individuals, 81 individuals that are in the 0 to 3% range. These would constitute under a first offense a warning letter if the commission so desired. Two of the individuals actually exceeded both their ocean and their bay quota. And then finally, we have another group who's also in the 0 to 3% range, but they're a little different. And that is, they're incurring overages due to who they transferred to. If you also remember from the discussion a year and a half ago, there was another provision written in, and this is in Section 160. And that was, if you transfer temporarily quota to somebody, and these temporary transfers are individuals who don't currently hold permanent striped bass quota, well, if they exceed what has transferred to them, we have nothing to take back from somebody because they have no permanent quota to remove them. So it fell back on the person they got the transferred amount from, the transferor. And from that, we had a group of individuals. We had six individuals that exceeded the temporary quota that had been allotted to them. That affected 11 other individuals, two of which were able to cover the overage with what they had left over. That left a remaining 9 individuals who are also in the 0 to 3% range, which would constitute a warning letter. Commissioner, we have invited those who are in both.
I'll tell you, we can handle it.
Yes, sir.
First one is Mr. Brown.
He is sick and unable to attend.
Sick and unable to attend. Do you know whether he contested or not?
Mike?
Never indicated contested.
We do know he received the letter.
What I would suggest is this. The ones that have not shown up, and if we're going to have, we will have to rehear it again anyway. We can do, maybe to save some time, indicate by letter, if the commission so desires, that the individual's over X percent, and X percent will be deducted unless he wishes to be heard by the commission. That's what I would suggest. That way it may prevent them from coming back, or it still affords them the opportunity to come be heard by the commission.
I agree.
Fair enough?
Yep, fine.
First item on the agenda is Mr. James Brown, 13%. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Mr. So moved.
Send that letter.
13% overage, send a letter indicating the commission has found him in violation. If he wants to come to the commission, he can.
Okay, and I'll ask this question because this pertains to what's about to happen. Starting this week, we're doing the allocation for the 08 quota. We do distribution next Tuesday. Is this a directive that we do the 2x deduction to him for 08?
You can, yeah, absolutely. Okay. And then we can readjust it if he comes back and served before the commission and he's deemed to. The only answer he's going to have is that he was or he wasn't.
Right.
It's
right.
Not, you know.
Just so I can direct staff.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Now we have the list of those that are 9, 8, and 5%. What's the penalty? Ma'am?
Who seconded that?
That was seconded by Mr. Holland.
I thought he moved.
I moved.
Mr. Schick. The next ones, the individuals, are those that are 9 to 5%. The following individuals succeeded. Staff recommends a 1-year deduction of the overage from the individual commercial harvest quota during the following year. Is anyone here that's received a letter that is 9, 8, or 5% over and wishes to be heard by the commission?
I have one that they say was 9%. But I'm not going to make those speeches there because I'm tired. I'm going to get the devil out of here so that I can take my pills. And I've got some living care there that's supposed to be done. And but I do have some explanation of what mine was.
You can come back next week, next month. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do we have any indication as to that they're contesting, as to what they're contesting, Joe? Do you know?
No, sir. Unless they meet directly with Mike and he can go through their records personally with them. That's what's happened. Mr. Haywood, who's also in the same group, actually came in this morning, went through everything with Mike, and actually did find that he was in violation. I know Mr. Haywood is still here today just to hear through this.
This is new, and I want to work with the waterman. I don't want to basically just, you know, go up and throw the hammer down. Is there anyone here that wants to meet with staff and believes that they can show to staff that they weren't over what they were over? Okay. The penalty is, depending on what your percentage is, 9% to 5%. Matters before the commission.
Mr. Chairman, move to accept staff's recommendation.
Motion to accept staff recommendation from Mr. Robbins. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed. Y'all's overage will be deducted accordingly based on the amount of poundage that we have. The last group are those to receive warnings. Last two groups, are those here to receive warnings. And for me to go through this entire list would take another 30 minutes. Is there anyone here
that was not invited?
I'm sorry?
They were not invited. None of these received letters as if this is just a warning
letter. Thank you so very much.
No problem.
All in favor of staff recommendation, receive letter of warning, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion made. Let me go back. Can I get a motion?
Motion made.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Carries. They will receive letters of warning. Yes, Mr. Bowden has a question.
I think it's worked remarkably well for first year. I really do. Some of these overages I wouldn't even put down. Somebody had 0.02%, 0.04%. I don't ever want to see us in a situation that we would be sanctioning somebody's license for being 2 pounds over or less. I mean, 1% of a base quote is 25 pounds, so 0.02 of that is...
We understand. We had to go directly by as the section was written. We didn't give the same
leniency. We can modify that.
Yes. I think it's something we need to look at in the future because I'm sure there's going to be adjustments all along, but it has worked out better than anybody anticipated, I think.
Yep. Thanks a lot to your help. As a matter of fact, Mr. Robbins?
Just a follow-up, quick question, Joe. What's leading to most of the overages? Is it just the difficulty they're having keeping up with where they are year-to-date on poundage?
That may be part of it. And then, Mike, is there any other, if you want to make a comment? Since Mike actually operates the program for us.
Most of the complaints that I've heard have dealt with people having a large number of fish in the boat. They don't have scales in the boat, obviously, so they don't want to waste the fish. They go ahead and tag them all, and once they tag them, they're kind of committed to bringing them back anyways. And once they sold them, they don't want to waste it. So they go ahead and record the overage.
That's pretty responsible. Almost good. No.
I mean, the option is there, though, that they can transfer quota throughout the year to cover their overages. And I had a few people actually do that this year.
Right. Thanks, Mike. Great job, man. Appreciate it.
And just a note real quick on that. Mike, when he does find somebody in an overage early in the year, he contacts them and tries to work with them to get out of it.
Good.
So he has put a yeoman's effort into this.
Good enough. Thank you. Item 21, use of gill nets on the ocean side of the Eastern Shore. Request for public hearing.
Real quickly, sir, along the ocean side, there's a couple provisions affecting gill nets greater than 5 inches. One is federal regulations having to do with the bottlenose take reduction plan. And from June 1st to October 30th,